This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Doug Bounds, Kansas State Statistician for USDA's National Ag Statistics Service, joins us. Doug, we're in the heart of fall crop planting season, and so how are we doing with regards to soybean planting in Kansas?
Well, Greg, soybean planting in Kansas is coming along pretty good. As of May 17th, soybean planting in Kansas was 37%. So if we compare that to last year, we were only at 14%. Or if we look at the five-year average, we were at 22%. So we've come along pretty good. We've made pretty good progress since last week when we were only at 23%. So that's about a 14% jump week over week.
And we've got several reports coming up, but probably the next big report, Doug, will be on June 30th when USDA's acreage and grain stocks report will be released. And what's some of the data that will go into that report?
So the acreage report that comes out will have all the plantings that happened this spring, and then it will have some updated wheat numbers, of course. Back in March, we forecast soybean plantings to be right at 5 million acres in the state. So what we'll do now in June is we'll collect that data again from a few more operations, and we'll find out whether or not those intentions have changed any based on how the world has changed in the last couple of months. And then on top of that, we have the grain stocks report. We'll get information from the farms as well as grain elevators across the state, and we'll see how many soybeans are stored in both on and off farm throughout Kansas.
So for the acreage report, will some producers get contacted by NAS to get some of their numbers?
Yeah, we will go to a little over 4,000 crop farms in Kansas during the first 2 weeks of June to collect planting information so that we can put together a solid number in that acreage report on June 30th. And to remind all producers across the state, NAS has suspended all face-to-face data collection due to the COVID-19 pandemic. So we will only be contacting producers by phone, mail, or email. If possible, we ask all producers to respond online. That's the fastest and cheapest way to respond. If they can't do that, by mail is the next cheapest way. But if they get a phone call, then please respond that way, and that will make life better for just about everybody involved.
All right, Doug, we appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Greg.
That is Doug Bounds, Kansas State Statistician for USDA's National Ag Statistics Service, who joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.